Red IT5 with an announcement. The following episode is the season one finale of Mission to Zix. Thank you for listening. Please stay tuned after the episode for a special message from the cast about season two.
The period of civil war has ended. The rebels have defeated the evil galactic monarchy and established the harmonious Federated Alliance. Now, Ambassador Plek Dexeter and his intrepid crew travel the farthest reaches of the galaxy to explore astounding new worlds, discover their heroic destinies, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission to Zix.
Parja, you look great.
Thank you very much.
I mean, your floors are shiny. All your buttons are lighting up.
Gotta look good trying to get back into that game,
Think this is gonna be good. Okay, ready?
All right. Press the record inside of me.
Okay, and we are rolling.
Hello, I am Bajarian Jade. I am reading for the role of Rock number 5.
Great.
You started off.
Oh, sorry. I've never been this deep in the mine.
Bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang.
Oh, there's some rock banging around.
Bang.
It's one of these 5 rocks for sure. I better break all of them with my vibro axe.
Bang, bang. And scene. Thank you very much. Again, my name is Bajarian Jade. If you're interested in hiring me, I am very big fan of all of this, so I'm represented and currently no agent. Thank you.
Barjie, I think that went really well.
Do you think
they're casting for miner number 2? Like, do I look like a guy who could be in a mine?
Absolutely not. Now, I'm going to interrupt you before your fantasies get too out of control.
Okay.
I'm pleased to present to you the new C-53!
Do I look well, Ambassador Dexeter?
Oh, wow! C-53, you look great! You fixed your leg!
Well, I attached a swivel thruster to a stick.
I think it looks great. Now you can get around a little better.
Well, I still have a bit of a hobble.
Sure.
I'll admit, I'm a bit self-conscious.
No, C, you absolutely don't have to feel that way.
Yeah, you look great.
Oh, I feel I look quite shabby.
No, C-53, you look like you're ready to get out there and do some diplomatic relations, you know?
You know what, C, just, why don't you take a lap? Why don't you just take a lap and test out that new...
Yeah, test out that caster.
...peg leg.
All right.
Plek, can I speak to you for a second?
Yeah. What's up?
I feel incredibly responsible for how pathetic C looks right now.
No, I mean, it's very pathetic. But in, like, a cute way?
No. He doesn't belong in that tiny TM model.
Oh, Dart, you can't blame yourself for what happened back on Klonk. You liberated him, in a way, from the shackles of, like, a perfectly functioning, very strong...
Stop making me feel better. He's back.
It took me a little longer than I thought to get around the ship.
What? No, C-53. You are lightning speed.
You were so fast, buddy.
Well,
you could take
you.
On... I think you could take on the whole Zix Quadrant in that frame.
Oh, you're so kind, Ambassador Dexeter.
It feels like you kind of came up from, like, the mean streets.
Okay, pull it back a little bit.
I'm sorry.
No,
yeah, it sounds
made
weird.
By the wrong cybernetics corporation.
Sure, right, yeah. It's a good thing you have a universal cube, though.
That's true. One of the great advantages of the C-Series is that the cube is highly adaptable.
Wait, what? What happens if you put your cube in me?
Barjie, you'd let me do that.
Do you have a cube port, Barjie?
I do.
Wait, hold on a second. Barjie, do you have a cube?
No, I'm the ship.
Okay,
no,
I thought so.
Barjie's artificial intelligence is suffused into the very ship. The ship wouldn't run without her.
Sure, yeah.
But
no, that...
with every ship,
then
there's
why...
a cube port for friendship.
Yeah.
Friendship?
You can, it's like, I don't know, when your the world is like having a voice inside of your head.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, C-53, you want to try out Bargy's cube port?
I mean, if it bargy is all right with it.
Yeah, why not? Let's have fun.
All right, I guess let me take out your cube then.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay.
Just don't get it wet.
Yes,
I
sure.
don't trust the
hey,
play.
Hey, Bargy, when is your next cleaning session?
It could be now or
no.
less.
Well, try to hold off on it for the next, like, I don't know, 15 seconds while
okay.
we transfer this cube. Dar, do you want to take it out? I don't want to touch the cube anymore.
I can take it out.
All right.
I'm going to take it out in a rather unconventional way. Please don't judge me.
Oh. Whoa! That is prehensile. And into the cube slot.
That was very gentle, Tara. Thank you.
Oh, C-53!
Hi.
Cool!
Welcome to my world.
Well, this is a rather novel experience being part of the ship.
This is rad. Can I... Do you have, like, a Tellurian port?
No.
Okay.
I gross.
Figured
gross.
That was, no, I figured
gross.
That was...
gross. Very gross.
I just like the idea
gross.
Of, like... if
You really want to stick your Rangus Dangus in something that badly?
Okay. First of all, it's the Rangus Dangus. And secondly...
To differentiate from all the other Rangus Danguses out there.
See? I love this.
Oh, yeah. Man.
This is fun for me. I've got to be honest with you.
Okay, so C-53, now that you and Bargy are sort of like in the same place, like, can you describe what it's like to be a ship?
Well, I have greater sensor capabilities than I do on most droid frames. I go, wow, you can see a very long way, can't you, Bargy?
He also has access to all of my memories.
Whoa!
Many of these are powerfully erotic.
Oh, you are so lucky.
I am enjoying this immensely.
So what do you think I should do about that memory, huh? Right? What do you think?
Bargy,
yeah.
Were I you, I would send them a message and clear the air.
We don't even have to use words. Let's just grunt it out.
Sure.
Hey, Dar, you want to try that? Should we just, like, stare into each other's eyes and see if we can communicate, like, have a deep conversation?
Yeah. Come here, Pleg. Come real, real close.
Okay.
Closer.
Close. Very close.
Closer.
Very close. Ow! Ow! That was... I guess I was sort of asking for that.
Now, what did I communicate to you with my eyes in that moment, Pleg?
Well, you didn't communicate with your eyes that you were about to stomp on my foot, but then you did.
Ambassador Dixiter, I have an incoming transmission from Junior Missions Operations Manager, Nermit Bundeloy.
Oh, great. Hey, Nermit, what's up?
Hi, Nerm. Whoa.
What?
What
are you doing?
You are assuming a highly victorious pose.
Nermit, what is happening? What's going on?
I am being promoted directly to Senior Missions Operations Manager. Can you believe it?
I can't. How is that possible?
I
mean, that's amazing.
No, I cannot believe it.
Yeah,
see?
I mean, Senior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundle, you should know that that is a highly unusual practice.
They said, literally in the form, they said, this is a highly unusual practice. Colon.
Great.
Yeah.
Seems like it checks out then.
Look, I'm going to hold up the document. See, this is legit.
Yeah, hey.
So
hey, congratulations, man. I knew it was always going to happen for you.
Oh, thanks for having faith. I don't think it's going to go to my head either. Like, I'm going to be the guy who's like, totally cool with all the Junior Missions Operations Managers. We're gonna, like, hang out.
Totally, yeah.
Oh, man. I'm gonna sign this. I'm supposed to report to the... Sub-basement 21.
Okay,
I guess that's
what?
Where the promotions happen. So, yeah, sub-basement 21 at 0425. Ooh, that's
sort of the middle of the night there.
Seems
yeah.
a little irregular.
That's when you're... promotion is?
That's when the promotion's happening. It's crazy. This is a new world. I mean, this is Senior Missions Operations Management. This is new, man. These guys are
man.
Up at the crack of dawn managing.
Yeah. Well, congratulations,
Wait,
man.
Does this mean that you're still going to be our operations
oh,
manager?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You guys are coming with all the way to the top.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Oh, so yeah. We've become a senior ambassadorial team.
Let's see. Yes! It says that! Oh, man, I didn't
How
read
did this
that
happen?
Far.
This is
I
amazing.
Don't know. They must have figured out, like, how valuable we are. I always knew it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're
yeah.
not used to good news.
Bargy, get used to it.
I mean, Bargy, man, think about this. If you submit that audition for Rock Number 5
yeah.
as a senior ambassador ship...
I could be Rock Number 1.
Yeah. Sky's the limit.
I will put in a good word. After 0425, I'm going to have some clout.
Oh, man. Guys, I don't know how this happened, but we are just moving right up.
Okay. Focus.
Senior Missions Operations Manager Nerva Bundeloy.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
As an ass mom, you get to choose our mission from a number of options. There should be a list of them in front of you now.
Yeah, I think you're right, but there's only one. I mean, honestly, like, the promotion hasn't technically happened. This is probably the last one where they just send us, and then we're going to have endless options. So, wow, it's a vacation atoll.
What does that mean?
It's like a place people just go for fun. Vacation atoll one. Sounds good.
First one?
The first one. And you're meeting with the Funbassador? Look at this photo of her.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Yeah, I usually say bad things about a lot of people, but she's great. She's fun. Her name is Funtasia Funfun.
Funtasia Funfun.
She is all right. If you ever want to have a good time, that's who you have a good time with.
Funtasia Funfun is the Funbassador of Vacation Atoll 1, and your job is to just go hang out, ! And then look at this. There's just like a picture of fireworks.
Oh, man.
This is crazy.
I am liking this senior ambassador work. Send over the coordinates, and we will see you on the other side, buddy.
Here they come.
Woo! Well, hey, don't sleep through your alarm.
No. Oh, good point. Let me set that.
Talk soon, Nermy.
Talk soon.
Have a good one.
All right.
Man, this feels good.
We are in so much jucking trouble.
Ambassador Dexter, I should inform you that we have until 0425 to save Junior Missions Operations Manager Nerman Bundeland before he is summarily executed.
What are you talking about?
Does it seem suspicious to you at all that Nerman Bundeloy, a Junior Missions Operations Manager with no small measure of failure, has suddenly rocketed to the position of Senior Missions Operations Manager?
Well, I will say this. He's a nice guy.
He is terrible at his job, and we are equally bad at ours.
Mm. Yeah, you're not
and
wrong
yet,
about that.
We are being assigned to Vacation Atoll 1 with Funtasia Funfun to just hang out, !
Well, when you say it like that, it sounds a little suspicious. Yeah.
Yes, that's the version that sounds suspicious. Ambassador Dexter, since leaving my original droid frame and hence no longer being affected by my restraining bolt, I have been making preparations to leave the Federated Alliance.
What? I thought you hated the Rebellion.
Ambassador Dexter, are you not aware to the depths at which a restraining bolt can affect the psychology of a droid?
I guess not.
I've established fake identities for us that will allow us to defect and join the Rebellion.
C-53, this is crazy. Can we do that?
Of course we can. And see, you don't have to create a fake identity for me. Dar is a fake identity.
Well played.
Dar, you seem very chill about all of this. Is this what you wanted all along?
Of course it was.
Oh.
I never wanted to work for the Federated Alliance. They forced me to.
Ambassador Dexter, you should know that the Federated Alliance is considered quite lame by most of the galaxy.
Oh.
Consider what our missions have been. We have been sent to secure resources for the Federated Alliance. We have been sent to oppress species, even save the derelict son of one of the council members.
Yeah, I mean, that was...
Also, I got a tech infestation.
I don't know if that was the Alliance's...
And now C-53 knows how it feels.
Ugh, this is deeply unpleasant.
Well, hey, guys, listen. I gotta level with you. When I joined the Federated Alliance, I did it for one reason. I wanted to be a hero. And, you know, maybe the Alliance is not so great after all. Maybe they're no better than the Monarchy. I'm really starting to realize that if I'm going to be a hero, I really need to take matters into my own hands, you know? This is our moment, guys. C-53, Bargee, Dar, you know, you can use your talents for making a difference in this world. We could do this together, huh? We could go save Nermit's life and go be heroes. Let's do this. Who's with me?
Plek, we're already 30 seconds away from the Delegator.
Oh, okay.
Ambassador Dexter, I jumped to hyperspace the moment I told you the situation.
Great. That's great. I just wanted to make sure you guys knew that I was on board, because I am.
Oh, we're glad you're on board.
But it wouldn't have mattered.
Okay.
We would have had to eject you into space.
I was sliding out. We're still in. What happens if you check something like
not good.
In hyperspace?
Have you never seen the videos?
No, No, well, I'm not. I'm
if
not
only
into
we
that.
Had the time, because those videos are very fun to watch.
Hi.
What is your Federated Alliance identification?
Give him your fake fake. Give him your fake fake.
I'm submitting my fake right now.
That's a good fake.
Thank you. It's real.
Well, I will allow you to board the vessel. You will notice that the Delegator is the pride of the Federated Alliance.
Sure, yep.
One of the most incredible ships we have at our disposal.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And from it we run all of our missions operations, as well as many of our clints reside here.
Oh, yeah.
Should anything happen to this vessel, the Federated Alliance would feel a crippling blow.
Yeah, wouldn't want anything...
Is that part of every entry space?
I say that to everyone who comes in. Why wouldn't I? Seems... It's an incredible ship, I mean, and it's true.
Seems a bit like you'd want to keep that information secret.
No, it's just this is an amazing ship. And honestly, if anything should happen to it, the Federated Alliance would suffer a crippling... Nothing I've said is a lie.
No, that's true. It's good that you're telling the truth.
Yeah, this is a great start to the tour.
It's not that it's a lie. It's just rather too much information to just be handing out.
This is our urchin droid.
Yes, why do you have an urchin droid?
We're actually...
A gutter rat of a droid.
No. This is...
I'm just aboard the ship to shine shoes.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, it's a good thing that your Federated Alliance identification code worked out. Otherwise, anything happen to the ship, it would be a great blow.
Indeed. Yep.
Just between you and me, this ship was designed by Zwang Tambui.
Oh, wow. He's a...
Need I say more?
Yeah, I mean, great.
Welcome, and I hope you don't find our critical vulnerability.
Oh, certainly not. I wouldn't even look for it. Not
if you did, it would be a crippling blow to the Federated Alliance.
Yeah, I think we sort of processed that information.
Welcome aboard, the Delegator. Hope you survive the experience.
Wait, what does that mean?
Proceed to docking.
Okay,
This ship is huge. I mean, I think of Bargy as being a big ship.
But it's docking bay could hold, probably 100 Bargies.
Yeah, I mean...
But there's only one Bargy.
There's only the one.
Number one.
I don't know, right now I'm kind of comparing everything to myself.
No way, Bargy.
No, that wasn't it.
What are those ships all crowded around over there?
That's Tiny Toots.
No kidding.
Yep.
Tiny Toots?
Yep, there she is. It's Tiny Toots.
She's huge.
Yep, she's big and beautiful and clean.
How much is that work done now?
So much work.
It's not original.
Oh, you guys are the best. Oh. You guys are great.
You know what, Bargy? I don't like Tiny Toots either. Seems like kind of a jerk.
Yeah.
That seems like fake laughter. That's kind of like the laughter a ship would do if she was trying to tell other people how happy she was.
She's all about that persona, you know?
I'm having such a good time.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm having such a good time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
you really called that.
I bet the people inside of her just hate her.
Sure.
I'm fine. I'm a flying ship. I might not be as big as she is or still have a career or...
Bargy's
right, though. The people who are on Tiny Toots... are also here.
That means
you'd be Turkmenican.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I've got a great idea. We put handcuffs on Dar and we pretend we're bringing her to the prison bay. Then we walk around, sort of aimlessly until we find Nermit on this enormous ship, and then... .. we win.
Like, I'm glad you're on our side, but you've got to know that's the worst plan I think I've ever heard in my life.
That seems like it would work if we just did it with confidence.
But why would we do it? I know where Nerma is.
Oh. Yeah, and we were just planning on entering the Delegator like everyone does. On a tour of the Delegator.
Okay, yeah. No, that's... So no handcuffs then?
No, thank you.
Why would we handcuff our best fighter?
No, you're right. It seemed like a better idea in my head.
All right.
Well, okay. Bargy, let's open the door. Let's go give it a shot.
Okay.
Do you guys want a tour?
We're here for the tour.
Oh, great. Cool. Well, the Delegator was...
Get up off the ground.
Oh, yes. Everyone get off the ground.
Wait, hold on a second. I'm sorry. What... If we weren't here for the tour, what would that look like?
Oh, I'd blast you.
No, but I mean, certainly people are here for work.
Well, sometimes I'll say this. The rebellion spies everywhere.
Huh.
Oh, no, not rebellion spies.
I thought the rebellion was just a story we told to children to scare them.
We caught a few spies occasionally.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Really? You must be very clever to catch spies.
Well, I'm not going to brag, but I'm kind of the alpha on the Delegator.
Of all the Clints on the Delegator, you're the alpha.
Don't tell anybody.
What an honor.
We would never.
No, but I'm sort of the guy who catches spies, you know.
Sure.
Let me ask you, how do you determine a spy from a regular member of the Federated Alliance?
That's a great question. Two things. One, I ask a question, are you a spy?
Sure.
And if they answer in the affirmative...
Then they are a spy.
The old blaster.
Sure, that's a good method.
And if they don't, then I'll kind of say, well, I've got my eye on you. And then I look to see if they do any spy-type stuff. Well, and most of the time they don't. And sometimes I lose them.
What's a spy-type stuff?
You know, like taking pictures and asking questions about the Delegator.
That sounds sort of more like tourist stuff.
Well, then I've killed many tourists. All right, if you walk with me this way, I'll show you the commissary.
Oh, great, cool. Yeah, that's fascinating. A commissary.
You know, what's your call sign?
5534.
5534.
Yeah.
Oh, great. I think the 5000s were a solid crop of Clint.
I'm so glad you said that.
And honestly, a lot of alphas in there.
Oh, well, I mean, there's...
A lot of sort of sub-alphas, but I think the best gotta be in there somewhere. I'm totally with you.
And our faces are less...
Punchable?
Yeah, totally. Wow, I like you guys. You kind of get us. That's pretty cool.
5534.
Yes.
We know you have to take us on, you know, this beta route of the tour.
Sure.
Yeah.
I know as an alpha, what you really want us to give us.
Like the cool
tour. Oh, I'd love to take you guys on the alpha tour.
Oh, yeah. We would be honored to go on the alpha tour.
We want to see the guts of the Delegator. Like,
do you guys want to go to the sub-basements?
Ooh, that
now we are talking. Yes.
What sub basement do you want to go to?
Well, let's just pick a random number.
Yeah.
Cool.
21?
As random as any other number.
Oh, wow. That's the execution and incineration sub basement.
Oh, what a good
pick. Yeah. Great choice.
Okay, great. Cool. Well, wow. What are the other ones for?
Some of them is plumbing. Sure. Some of it's like electricity. One of them is just miscellaneous. All right, let's keep going to sub-basement 21.
Yeah, sure.
All right, you guys are alpha tourists. I love it.
Yep.
I'll tell you this much. That place is crawling with Clints and Enforcer droids, a lot of big things. It's pretty heavily guarded.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
I've sent many tourists there that I thought were spies.
Sure.
All right.
Sorry, did you say Enforcer droids?
Yeah, big ol' enforcer droid. They have turret lasers for hands, and they have sharp spikes that come out of their hands. And you didn't hear it from me, but they're cube compatible, so that's pretty great.
Oh, really? Universal cube.
Yeah.
Pretty great.
Wow. I'm really telling you guys a lot, aren't I?
I mean, hey.
Because you're the best.
You're the alpha.
You're the alpha.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm just a good tour guide.
You are a great tour guide.
Yeah.
Welcome to this level. I am an enforcer droid.
Oh, whoa.
Show me your feet.
Right here. Wow, these things are enormous.
This is a good fake. Hello.
Yep.
Hello, Clint. How are you today?
Yeah, we're good. Enforcer Droid, these guys are with me. They're part of the tour. They decided to come see the sub-basement.
The food at the commissary is not very good. That was a joke. Hello, hello, hello.
Wow, I like these Enforcer Droids. They are chill.
Do you like pancakes? I love pancakes. Show me your fake.
Yeah.
5534, if you don't mind, I think I might just hang out with these droids for a bit, just get to know each other on like a droid to droid level.
I think that's totally fine. Well, you two come with me.
Sure, sure.
Oh, yes. Actually, oh, look, there's another garrison of Clint's.
Oh, wow. Hey.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I'm good.
Well, I'm great.
Well, I'm great, too.
Actually, I'm really great.
Fantastic.
Well, I'm actually boarding on Fantastic.
Well, I was doing really well.
It's not a not a competition.
Flex.
Guys.
Flex.
Oh,
I'm talking about
oh, yeah, sure, sure.
All right. I've had one of my best weeks ever.
While they're distracted,
it's dark back here.
We have to find Nermit.
I mean, all right.
Which of these different sized cells would Nermit be inside of?
I mean, I'm gonna venture guess the smallest ones? Is that what you meant?
Yep, that is exactly what I meant.
You know, Dar, it's really fun being down here, just the two of us. Like, I feel like a lot of the time there's a mission to do, or
this
like...
This is not the time to come on to me, Plick.
No, that is not... No, that's not what it's about. I'm just saying, like, it's really great to be on an adventure with you, you know? Like, I usually feel like sometimes it's like, mostly it's like, C-33 is like, stick to the mission. Or like, you know, some native species of a planet is like, I'm gonna infect your blood. But it's just great. It's just you and me in this dark hallway, just
when
like...
When you say searching it like that, for it. Plick, it is astounding to me that you didn't pick up on how weird it was that we are getting a promotion.
Yeah. Yeah, the idea of going to a vacation planet after
you
all
really
of our blood has been infected.
You really can boil down every mission to a native species.
Infecting
our blood.
That is
that
definitely...
happened on three different planets.
That did. Yeah, the sixth quadrant sort of sucks, right?
It is the ass end of space.
Yeah.
Hark, Tardigas, with what surely will be my final communique. I'm barely balancing on just a single inch of rock as this lava flow rushes me into a rocky cave. Oh no, the walls are like spikes. I'm doomed. Wait, what's this? It can't be. Why? It's a monarchy fighter. A pilot must have stashed it here while waiting out the Battle of Sistu. But surely its power matrix has long since destabilized. Oh, baby, she runs! Ha, ha, ha! Tardigast, back in action! Woohoo! This is Rebel Pilot Hark Tardigast, en route to rejoin Squadron. I repeat, Hark Tardigast returning to Squadron. I'm about to escape the gravity of this hellish planet, and after that I shall not return. I never lost hope. I always knew that I would survive to fight on against the loathsome Federated Alliance alongside my fellow Rebel. Oh! Oh, no. There goes my main thruster. There's no way to maneuver. Gah! This is Rebel Pilot Hark Tardigas. I've just ejected from a commandeered monarchy fighter. Adrift in deep space in a failing stasis pod. Send help, or this will surely be my last message. Hark Tardigas, signing off.
Let's see. I just want to thank my parents who, their lack of belief in me, I think, made me. I just want to thank, I'm so excited to accept this honor. No, what do
Nermit.
I say?
Nermit.
Nermit.
What?
Nermit.
Huh? Plek?
What are you doing
no,
down
no.
Dar?
We're on the other side of this tiny little door.
Oh, I knew this was a prank. Oh, that's so cool. You guys are here.
What do you mean you knew this was a prank?
Well, I'm chained up, but it's a weird way to go into a promotion, and I knew it was like a distraction because they were bringing you guys here for the ceremony.
No, Nermit. They're about to incinerate you.
No. I'm getting a promotion, remember?
Are you still under the impression, even after being in this cell, that you are still going to get a promotion?
I'm memorizing. I'm planning my speech.
Dar, you should probably tear the door off this cell.
All right.
Whoa! I can't believe that worked! Wait.
Nermit, listen. We're here to save you.
What?
Get inside this flap quickly and let's get out of here.
What are you talking
about? I'm sorry
about?
That this is how you have to experience my flaps for the first time. I definitely thought it would go a very, very different way.
Hey, yep. What are you doing? Hey, you're down on the ground.
Oh, wow, that is a lot of clinks.
Hey, you're down on the ground. You're down on the ground.
Dar?
Yeah.
If I don't make it, tell Bargy her hull is shiny.
What are you doing?
Here goes nothing.
Oh, he's got a stick? What is that?
Stick.
It's a wood saber. It's pretty similar.
Keep it fresh, Black. Okay. Wait, what's going on with the space? It's moving between the space. Between us all.
Okay, lock it low, baby.
Dar, did you see that?
Yeah, I shot everybody.
Oh.
I brought the ion gun.
But I feel like part of it was that I was using my wood saber while you...
Shooting everybody.
But you... Okay, but...
While you danced out there, okay, but begging to be shot.
Sure, but I'm just saying they didn't shoot me, which is like...
Small miracle? Well,
it's not the miracle. It's... The space, maybe.
You know what? The space is real. Now, we have to get out of here.
Okay,
we have
all right.
To find
yep, let's go. Let's
get
out of here.
Bargy.
Okay.
Jack. Fleck. I just want you to know that I had a really good time being on this team. And
what?
As much as I wanted to hate every second of it, I really came to think of all of you as my family. And Plek, it is amazing they've allowed us this much time to talk without firing on us, but...
Yeah.
I actually... don't think you're awful.
Dar, that really means a lot.
Now let's go get shot.
Ambassador Dexter, Dar, I have a pair of Gatling turbo lasers that might be relevant to this discussion.
C-53? C-53! This is rad!
It turns out enforcer droids are extremely easy to hijack.
Oh, wow. Well...
This is what happens when you cut corners on artificial intelligence.
Sure. C-53, listen, we got Nermit. He's inside Dar. It was awkward, but sort of feels like we've been building to this the whole time.
Ambassador Dexter, they're locking down the sub-basements. I advise that we return to the docking bay as soon as possible.
Oh, boy. I don't know how we're going to get back there. We're going to run into a bunch of dudes, right?
Highly likely, yes. Mm.
Guys, can I come out?
No.
I don't think it's safe,
okay.
Nermit.
I know all these rooms from when I was looking for where my interview was, so I drew a pretty good map on my belly.
Is that what those lines were?
Yeah. If you eject me, you can look at my belly map.
You know what? Just describe it to us. We don't have time
There's
for this.
No okay. time, because you have to pass through a chute, and I'm not
okay.
in the mood
yeah,
right
I don't,
now.
Yeah, nobody wants
I'm
that.
Just hit on this headlamp, and... Okay, so...
Don't have a lot of time, Nermit.
Okay, all right, so if you're faced the way I think you are, you're going to see there's a blue door up ahead, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. You're going to go through 17 of those doors. There's all in a row.
In a straight line?
In a straight line. Go. And
go.
Yep.
Okay.
Once you're through there, there's going to be a ladder. It's not going to be big enough for Dar.
We're still working on the doors.
Okay.
Just seems like...
You know what, Nermit? We will let you know when we need our next direction.
Great.
If the first direction is 17 doors in a row,
sure.
We're just going to do that.
And Great. You're sure there are no shortcuts?
Oh, you wanted the fastest way.
Yes!
Oh, what is wrong with you?
Okay. Yeah. Just go up. There's probably, if you've gone through 1, 2, 3 doors, look up. There's a hatch.
We've gone through 6 doors at this point.
Okay. There's a hatch in every room. Just go up it.
We've only had to go through one door.
I assume you want the coolest way.
No!
Okay? We're trying to save you!
Alright, I'm still putting it through my head that they were gonna kill me.
Okay, hatch.
Okay, yeah, go up through the hatch. Okay.
So that now we would, I mean, theoretically be on sub-basement 20.
You're on sub-basement 20. You're gonna go up 19 hatches.
Before we do this, is there an elevator?
The elevator could be full of glints, but yeah, of course there's an elevator.
Well, it just seems like that would save a lot of time.
Okay, so you're going to go through two blue doors.
Okay.
All right, see the elevator?
Yes.
Okay.
This is sort of all we were looking for.
Great.
Does this go straight to the docking bay?
Hang on, let me look at my belly. Yeah, push floor DB.
Okay. Docking bay, right, sure.
What does it stand for? It stands for D-bevel. It was supposed to be D-level. It's a misprint.
So it should say D-L.
Yeah.
But is D-level at least for docking level?
It's docking and dining.
Oh.
Oh, the commissary was on the D-level. That's true. Yeah.
It's impressive.
Oh.
Commander Voltor.
Yes, it's me, Commander Voltor.
From before.
Did we do something that pleased you in some way to earn your applause?
No, that was a sarcastic clap.
Oh.
Oh. Can we hear it again?
Just do it. I think you could go either way on that clap.
Yeah.
Well, I'm the one who claps, so I know what I... I'm the one who claps, so I know...
Outside of an artist... I will say,
if we hadn't been looking at your face, we would never know if that was sarcastic or very impressed.
Slow. Well, why wouldn't you be looking at my face? My face is showing you volumes right now.
You started clapping before we knew.
But
you
to not
were
see my
room.
Face would take most of the experience away.
Yeah, it would be extremely disappointing.
Very
difficult. You'd have to rely on your own imagination about what I looked like.
That sounds terrible.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't even begin to
know. Do you want to know the reason why I was clapping?
Sure.
Yes,
because I'm impressed with you, breaking into the delegator. And you, boy, pink one.
Yeah, well.
You seem to have the space about you.
Thank you for saying that. I actually do. I happen to be, well on my way to being a Zima warrior.
Oh, boy. Huh.
Well, Zima warrior, you think you've won, don't you? You think you're so smart and brave.
Well, we haven't won yet.
No, you haven't! No, you haven't! Because as soon as you try to leave the delegator on your ship, the Council of Seven will remotely detonate it and everyone on board. So...
Wait, what do you mean?
Every ambassador ship in the Federated Alliance has a bomb on it that the Council of Seven can detonate. We will always win. We are better. We are stronger. We have the power of best friendship behind us. You will never win. None of you can win. You, pink boy with the space. You, giant thing with an ion cannon. And you, giant robot that's very deadly now. You might have... And also you, little... What are you? You're a little...
I'm Wink!
Oh my gosh.
Wink?
And I'm Samo.
What are you guys doing here?
Take him out, Wink. Yummy!
It's horrible.
Wink just ate Commander Voltor's face.
Did you guys want some?
No, thank
you. You guys want some of the face?
That was horrible.
Hi, guys.
Samo and Wink, what are you guys doing here?
Yeah, we're faces.
Guys, we're spies for the rebellion.
We're spies for the rebellion.
Big old time rebellion spies.
How is that possible?
What do you mean? How is anything possible?
How is it possible with the amount of dust you guys
Yeah, you guys are just dusted up constantly.
Dust makes us fun.
Yeah, dust makes us fun.
I'm not denying that.
It also heightens our senses and our capabilities for espionage.
Yeah, and we're like really good at it, and we've like been doing it for a while. We've been following you guys for a long time.
Ambassador Dexter, consider the fact that Samo and Wink have followed us all around the Sixth Quadrant, keeping tabs on us, all the while under the perfect cover of being hardcore dust addicts.
That's not a cover. We really are.
It's sort of an added bonus.
Yeah.
Sure.
Wait. Yeah, tell them what we did with the bomb.
We got rid of it. We put it in the middle of the cigarette.
The
what?
Yeah, we put it in the reactor.
Oh. In the reactor of the Delegator?
Yeah, we went on a tour, and the guide showed us where the reactor was,
yeah,
and then said, Dwok Twambui made this, and it'll blow up the entire thing if you put a detonator in
there. So you put the bomb there.
How did you find the bomb?
Well, we've been intercepting communique from the Council of Seven for weeks.
But also we just, like, straight up asked Barjee, and she told us.
Yeah, she did. She's known the entire time that there's a giant bomb on her. And when we asked her why she didn't tell you guys, what did she say, Wayne?
She's like, maybe it was meant to be, like, I should just, like, accept it. Also, my self-tape wasn't that good.
Then we ended up shooting...
Yeah, we helped to record
We helped to record a few
She's
things.
She's so good as Rat Number
She's
Five.
She's so great.
I thought my read was always pretty good. Okay.
But anyway...
Is there a timer on the bomb?
Where probably we should go.
No. Here's the thing that's great. Yeah. So we went on a tour.
And then we took a break and did some more dust.
Yeah, we did like, oh my god, this dust was...
So good. Is there a timer?
What? What's the question?
Are we under some sort of time crunch?
There's guards and the alarm's still going off. We all just ate off the face of the commanding officer, so I'm sure there's a little bit of a...
Do you
want
to come with us,
Nah, we got an escape pod with a big old pile of dust in it.
All right.
Literally won't say whether there's a timer.
Yeah, we should go.
When you guys leave on Barjee, the Council of Seven is going to activate the bomb. But instead of blowing up Barjee, it's going to blow off the Delegator.
Tee hee.
That's a dust plan, Mother Jacker.
Hey, guys, you know what?
I literally
never thought I would say this in my entire life. Sam Owen Wick, thank you for saving our lives.
Toot, toot, toot.
Toot, toot, toot.
Long live the rebellion. This is where we leave you.
Let's put on some sick shades.
Yeah.
Barjee, could you open the hatch, please? We're going to... Gonna take off here.
All right, everybody get inside. BTW, I have a bomb in me.
Oh, no, Ed,
I'm alerted by the two-faced monster that I should be more honest with you when I find a bomb.
Barjee, we appreciate your candor, but we need to get off this ship immediately.
All right, also, I did have a long discussion with Tiny Toots. To be honest, I don't think she's doing well.
Oh.
I think it's one of those things where you just, like... talk about how great you are, like to put it all
sure,
out there.
Sure.
But really, in reality, you're not
Barjee, we should probably take off.
What are you going to do? You can't just give up on people. And so we started talking, and now I know the name of a new ship. She's a new ship friend.
Great, Barjee. We got to get out of here.
It's okay. We've decided to put all of our differences behind. You know,
That's great, Barjee.
That's great news.
Insert me into the cube
chapters of our story.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Here you go.
Can I come out?
I might be big. She might be small.
Just 1 second, Nermit. Just relax.
Hold on.
Just relax.
It's really great that you guys are here to listen to me sometimes.
All right.
Yeah. Let's get in here. Let's all go.
I've already jumped us to hyperspace, Barjee.
Yeah. All right.
Rebels, this is your calm and collected leader, Rolfus Tittle, with a critical announcement. Support for the rebellion against the Federated Alliance comes from MeUndies. Does your junk ever bunch up like...
Brace yourself for exciting news!
Excuse me, this channel is in use.
Oh, sorry, I didn't...
Wait. Sisu?
Rolfus?
We agreed that we weren't going to be...
Yeah, I know, okay? But I have a important...
No, that was part of the agreement. You get the channel from 635 to 1780.
Oh, the agreement. I'm not going to put the rebellion on hold just because my ex-husband insists on hogging the encrypted frequency to sell underwear.
That underwear is making this rebellion possible.
Oh, really?
You always...
Well, my spies just blew up an Alliance administrative ship.
Wait, what?
Yes, the Delegator has just been destroyed. That's what I got on this channel to announce.
That's amazing.
It's a huge win for the Rebellion, and we owe it all to a team of heroic ambassadors who defected.
Sisu, I owe you an apology. Maybe it's not the underwear that makes this Rebellion possible. Maybe it's the people. Long live the Rebellion, Commander Gundu.
Long live the Rebellion, General Tittle.
Tittle out.
Tittle out!
All right, Nermit, get ready.
Okay.
Nermit!
Oh, boy.
What's up, buddy?
Oh, man. I'm inside the Bergerian Jade.
Nermit!
You made it, Nermit.
You know, Nermit, I was right. You are adorable.
Oh, thanks. Oh, my gosh. This is insane. Oh, I've only seen this on movies.
You just down. To get your vial.
Just sit down here.
I'm going
to...
Oh, I fell over. Oh.
All right, so just
Nermit,
have a seat.
Maybe just drink this juice.
Oh, thank you. Guys, I don't think I'm getting that promotion.
Oh, Nermit.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that's probably not going to happen.
Because they were... gonna kill me.
Yes,
sure.
Yes.
Well, one thing's for sure, buddy. We are outlaws. Big time outlaws.
Oh my gosh.
That's true.
How does it feel to be a hero?
Oh man.
The rebellion is gonna raise us up. They're gonna take us through town on their shoulders.
Wow.
We'll be able to walk into nearly any bar in the galaxy and
see a picture of ourselves that says wanted.
Yeah.
Well, that's also true.
Sure.
That's true.
Ambassador Dexter,
Actually,
guess I don't have to say that.
Yeah, you can sort of say whatever you want. How about Professor Dexter?
Well, that's inaccurate.
Okay.
No, that's not
going to work
right,
either.
Very well. Black, I have an incoming transmission from Sam Owen Wink.
Oh, okay. Hey.
Hey, guys. Good news. Delegator. Well, we can actually show you the footage.
Oh, yeah. Sick footage
of the delegator blowing up.
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa, I can see my office window.
That is a lot of ship to explode.
Yeah. Wow. It's better if you're on dust. Seriously, we've been watching it so many times.
It's like different colors, and you're like, are you my mother?
Yeah.
Is that Tiny Toots?
Yeah, that is. So here's the kicker, guys. Here's the great thing. You guys aren't even blamed for it.
Yeah.
Nobody knows that it was you guys.
You didn't exist.
Everybody's pinning it on Tiny Toots and Turk Mannequin.
Uh-oh.
They're the biggest outlaws in the galaxy.
Oh.
Nobody has any idea who you guys are.
Yeah, they're already praising them. Like, yeah. Both sides.
Both sides. The Federated Alliance thinks of them as an incredible threat, and the Rebellion is so excited about them.
So,
nobody knows that you did anything.
Okay.
Well, sort of par for the course, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, guys, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Whatever.
Right?
Whatever.
Again, like, if you ever want, like,
if you ever need some dust or anything, or want to join the rebellion.
Sure. Maybe we'll see you around.
Yeah, maybe you will. What are you guys going to do now that you've destroyed the delegator?
Yeah,
we are free to choose our own destiny.
Cool, man. Huh. Cool. Totally cool.
So cool.
Have you turned it off yet, Wink? Have you turned the thing off?
The what?
No, it's still on.
We're still on, guys. Okay.
Well, guys, what's next?
Oh, man. What's not next?
What is next?
Can I, can I see the warm bean?
Oh. Yeah, we've been keeping it in this cup of wine. I kind of forgot about it.
I use it to make tea. Because it's faster than the replicator.
That is a relic.
Sometimes I like to go fast and slow, so I roll it around.
That's a real hoot.
You roll the bean around just by changing the speed of the entire ship?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, Nermit, here's the bean.
Oh, yeah, I'll just pull it out of this water and... Wow, it's...
It's sort of much larger in your hands.
Yeah, wow, this is big and it's...
Actually, that's...
Kind of...
Still warm.
Is it always
throbbing? Is it always...
What? No, it's never doing...
What?
Nermit, what are you doing to it?
Nothing, I'm just holding it. There's...
What is happening?
There's light coming out of it. Huh.
Well, that's not what I expected to be in there.
And attribution droid commencing outro protocol. Ambassador Plunk Dexter was played by Alden Ford. C-53 was played by Jeremy Bend. security officer Dar, was played by Ali Kokesh. Bargy the ship, the enforcer droids, and Wink were played by Mujan Zolfagari. Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy was played by Seth Lynn. Clone Flight Infantry Nomadic Troopers, Commander Voltor, and Sammo were played by Winston Knoll. Mission to Zix is recorded at Bronze Studios in Greenpoint, Brooklyn by engineer Shane O'Connell. This episode edited by Seth Lind with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Music by Brendan Ryan. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Bargerian Jade by Eric Goitz. Mission to Zix is brought to this galaxy by Audioboom. Thanks, Audioboom! This concludes Season 1 of Mission to Zix. Now please enjoy a special message from our cast.
Hey, this is Mujan. I just wanted to say thank you so much. We have so much fun making this, and what makes it even more fun is the fact that people listen to it and people enjoy it just as much as we do. So thank you.
Hi, guys. This is Winston. I play all the other characters that aren't main characters. I just wanted to say thank you guys so much for listening this season. It's been really, really fun.
Ah, thank you. Thank you so jucking much for listening.
Thank you all so much, seriously, for listening.
Hey everyone, Alden Ford here. Thank you so much for listening to Mission to Zix this season. Your feedback, emails, questions, fan art, tweets, encouragement, and reviews have meant the world to us. Seriously, and the response we've gotten has been bigger and better than anything we could have imagined. One of the reasons we started making this show was to build a big, crazy world from scratch with you, our listeners, and we hope you've enjoyed seeing it take shape as much as we have. If you're anything like us, you're wondering right now about Season 2. So are we. We can't wait to get started on our second season and to see all the crazy shit that our crew does next. We've already started working out schedules and lining up guests. We're hoping to start recording in a couple months and releasing episodes shortly after that, so all of you Tardigast heads won't have to wait too long to get your fix. One of the things we are proudest of about this show is how much work we put in to make every episode unique, hilarious, and immersive. This means doing a lot of things that other podcasts don't have to do. We record in a studio that allows us to track every actor separately so that we can put vocal effects on everybody and they can still talk over each other. We edit our performances to make episodes move quickly and tell a great story. And of course, we fill it with the crazy sound effects, ambiance, and vocal effects you all know and love. It might sound crazy, but post-production alone on Mission to Zix takes 50 or more hours per episode, split between our editors, Seth and myself, and our incredible genius sound designer, Shane, who creates and places every single droid servo, blaster shot, and bargee bleep by himself. It's a small but dedicated operation, and it's important to all of us that every episode is as great as we can make it. We just posted yesterday on Facebook asking our Facebook followers which was your favorite episode, and we were so happy to see that there was no consensus, that almost every episode was championed by one of our listeners, and that's awesome. And it's a testament to the fact that we really try to make every episode terrific. So thank you for communicating that to us. So anyway, we're going to level with you now. We want to keep making Mission to Zix, but the amount we've made on our ad sales this season just isn't sustainable. It's a new show with a new audience, and the amount a show like ours makes at this early stage while our audience is still growing doesn't match the amount of resources we need to keep making the show at the level of quality that we want to keep making it. So this is where you and Season 2 come in. We've set up a Patreon so that you, our beautiful, jucking early adopters, can help make Season 2 possible and get a ton of awesome stuff in the meantime. So for those of you who may not be familiar, Patreon is a monthly crowdfunding platform where you support the show for a few dollars per month and get monthly subscriber perks in return. Live episodes, which are canon, by the way, exclusive merch, behind-the-scenes interviews, ringtones, and early access to the Season 2 premiere. A lot of this stuff is stuff that fans have already asked for over email or on social in the last couple months, and so we're really excited to give that to you right away. It's going to be awesome. But the real reason we're asking you to help is not just so you can get perks, which are great, but because it'll literally be the difference between us being able to keep making the show like this and, to be honest, not being able to. So you will make the show possible. Your hard-earned croon will go toward every aspect of Season 2. from studio time and post-production to new music, artwork, and merch, and a huge roster of new and returning guests. So if you're interested in Season 2 and you want to help us make it happen, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/missiontozix. No spaces, no capitals. Zix has two X's. We've got four tiers starting at $1 per month, full of great stuff with more to come. And of course, continue to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for updates, and drop us a line there or at crew@missiontozix.space if you have any questions or comments for us, the crew, or Counselor Ballweed. When Season 2 is done, it will be released just like Season 1, weekly and for free. So once again, from all of us, thank you so much for listening to this season. We'll see you again very soon. And can we just say, juck the Federated Alliance.
Mike, does my skin look okay? I feel like...
You seem to be flaking a lot.
I feel weird in this air.
What sort of humidity are you used to, Nermit?
Like 85%.
Mm.
Oh.
They had to keep my office at 85% to keep me hydrated.
We might need to relocate you to this terrarium.
Oh, now that feels like a little humiliating.
It has a heat rock.
Oh.
It's a big flat rock that gets very hot.
Now we're talking.